This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN rights experts have condemned Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen for causing heavy civilian casualties that may amount to war crimes. Charles Garraway is a member of the unit and spoke of three areas of concern.
The first is obviously the hostilities themselves, the conduct of hostilities. The second area of serious concern is the restrictions imposed by the coalition on the accessibility of the Yemeni population to vital supplies. And the third area, which is of, I think, considerable concern, is detention. We have found that all parties appear to be carrying out what we believe to be arbitrary detention.
The panel also criticized Houthi rebels for firing missiles into Saudi Arabia, shelling the city of Taiz, committing torture, and using child soldiers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, when asked about the report, insisted the U.S. role in providing training and intelligence to Saudi forces is aimed at reducing civilian casualties.
We are constantly reviewing what support we are giving, yes. We also had an Army Lieutenant General in Riyadh almost immediately following the early August tragedy to convey our concerns and ask for a swift and complete investigation. And we will continue to do everything we can to limit this kind of tragedy.
He said the U.S. wants to bring the warring parties to the negotiating table. Kenya's Deputy Chief Justice Philomena Mwilu has been arrested on suspicion of corruption, failure to pay tax, and improper dealings with a bank. Nordin Haji is Director of Public Prosecution.
I have concluded that the evidence is sufficient with a reasonable prospect of conviction, and it is in the public interest that criminal proceedings should be preferred.
Her detention, the highest profile in a series of corruption-related arrests. This is VOA News. The U.S.